Blackstone Audio presents Extinction Evolution, Extinction Cycle, Book 4, by Nicholas Sansbury Smith. Read by Bronson Pinchot. For our wounded warriors, strong, brave, and heroic, thank you for your service. Intelligence is based on how efficient a species became at doing the things they need to survive. Charles Darwin. Prologue. Marine Staff Sergeant Jose Garcia flipped his night vision goggles into position and watched as the half-dozen outlines of the George Washington Carrier Strike Group grew distant. That was home now. Had been since the hemorrhage virus outbreak started over a month ago. The GW was the last intact strike group in the world, with two Ticonderoga-class guided missile cruisers, two Arleigh Burke-class guided missile destroyers, a submarine tender, a Clark-class dry cargo ship, and a Pathfinder-class oceanographic survey ship. The strike group was the best and last chance the American military had of stopping the variants. Garcia's six-man force recon team cruised over the choppy waters of the Florida Keys in a nimble Zodiac. Somewhere to the east, the USS Emery S. Land submarine lurked beneath the waves. He couldn't see her, but he knew she was out there. Thin clouds rolled across a jeweled sky of brilliant stars. Out here, he could almost forget the world was gone, but then the memories would surface and remind him of the truth. As the green-hued shapes of the GW strike group disappeared on the horizon, thoughts of Garcia's family worked their way into his mind. His wife, Ashley, his daughter, Leslie. They were gone now, like most of the world, nothing but flakes of ash in the cloud of death that had swept across the landscape. Shit wasn't supposed to go down this way. He was supposed to be rocking his six-month-old baby girl to sleep on the porch of his country home in North Carolina, listening to the peaceful chirp of crickets at dusk. It was the home he and his wife had always dreamed of, the type of place you could only get to by back roads, where no one bothered you. He had been going to retire there, raise his family, maybe keep some horses. Garcia gripped his suppressed M4 and ground his teeth together. All he had left of his wife and daughter was the picture taped to the inside of his helmet, leaving him nothing but a shattered dream of what could have been. Modern warfare had taught him there.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?